This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 12, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. It'll be sunny breezy today with the temperatures near 80. SalemNews.com is reporting that a trial has been scheduled for October in the case against two men who were charged with spray painting white nationalist content on a bridge at the Salem commuter rail station. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting the Sauga School Committee is discussing adding a resource officer into their schools to improve school security. In Peabody, road work continues this summer on several streets. This week, milling work has started on Prospect, Downing, Princeton, Cider Mill, and a small part of Lowell Street. Christian Wade reports in the Salem News that backers for referenda have cleared a final hurdle. These proposals call to expanded beer and wine sales and set spending controls on dental insurance providers. Be sure to check back throughout the day at msonewsports.com for North Shore news and sports updates. Speaking of which, sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night 10-5. The two teams play again tonight at the Trop with Chris Sale pitching for the Red Sox. Navigators lost 3-1 to the Newport Gulls last night. Navs wrap up a three-game road trip at the Winnipesaukee Muskrats tonight in Laconia. Little League Baseball from yesterday. Beverly 3, Gloucester 2, Danvers over Amesbury 5-0. Swampscott 7, Peabody 4. That was a comeback win for Swampscott. And don't forget the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Nick and Nick return again this weekend on msonewsports.com. The shows will be posted late Friday afternoon. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on msonewsports.com.